Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Saints. Welcome to today's Seed Time and Harvest broadcast. I'm Bishop Hutchinson. I'm blessed and privileged. I am highly favored to have another opportunity to come and speak life to you today, Saints of God. I pray that the hope and the peace of God is upon your life wherever you are today. Today we're going to be talking about a subject or a title, More Than Conquerors. How to have a conqueror spirit. And we're going to be taking a look at Romans chapter 8, Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 37. But our primary verse that we're going to be taking a look at today is Romans 8 and 37. And we're going to read that portion of scripture in just a moment. So I pray that you have your Bible, your paper and pencils, that you'll be prepared to take notes and study along with us. We find that this lesson today, this message, as I prayed and meditated this morning, considering some of the recent events here in America with police violence and people feeling victimized, that we need to find a conqueror spirit in realizing that we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. And so today's lesson is going to be very relevant for our contemporary, everyday real life situations as we are presently speaking. So I certainly want you to be able to tune in with us as we go through this week's message. Now, if you'd like to follow along with us, we're looking at Romans chapter 8, verses 31, and we're going to read down through 39. So let's start reading at verse 31 of Romans 8. From the NIV, the Apostle Paul writes to the church in Rome, "What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring a charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who then shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake, we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. We're more than conquerors. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. We praise you today. We come before your presence even now, humbly making our supplications and petitions to you, Father God, for we know that you alone are God. You sit high and you look low. You rule over the affairs of mankind and all creation. You are sovereign and you are Lord and Master and Ruler. It is to you today that we look, Father. It is you that we petition. We make our supplications and our prayers with thanksgiving today. I thank you for the life of every person who's listening to the sound of my voice. I thank you for their health. I thank you for their wealth. I thank you for their salvation. We pray for release of your anointing power, the conqueror spirit to go forth into our communities, in this nation and nations around the world, in the hearts of men, women, and children, those who are frustrated, those who are afraid, those who are confused right now. And we thank you for your strength. We thank you for your peace. And we thank you that because you are a conqueror, so are we. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise the Lord. Again, I welcome you to today's Seed Time and Harvest broadcast. Today we're talking about a message of more than conquerors, having a conqueror spirit. And we looked at the text from Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39, and we're keying in on verse 37 for this week's message. As the Apostle Paul described to the church in Rome, to be encouraged and to point their hope to the one who has faced persecution, who has faced trials, albeit a false trial, and faced death, but yet he overcame it. This message is a message of hope for all of us today, thanks to God, that if we're living in the midst of a society of confusion, a society of injustice, a society of mistreatment, and maybe an assignment of abuse and persecution. There are many in our society who are grieving on this day, feeling resentment and bitterness in their hearts toward those who they feel may be oppressing them. But I want to speak a word from the Lord to us today that we must learn as Jesus showed us to be more than conquerors. And that is, we must preach not retaliation against men, but reconciliation with God. This is what it means to be more than a conqueror and having a conqueror spirit. So this is what I want to talk with you today about, saints of God, and we're so honored that the power of the Holy Spirit does not fade away when trouble comes. The Spirit of God is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. So let's talk about this conqueror spirit that we all need to call upon even now. People young and old of different kindred, tongue, tribe, and nations, people of different races and languages, we all need to search deep from within and find the strength to have a conqueror spirit in this time. And to conquer means that we must learn to gain control. We must defeat. We must overcome. We must be victorious. We must win against the urge to go contrary to God's perfect will. We must be a conqueror in the sense that we become victorious over our own fleshly motives and our own fleshly ways of solving life's problems. Yes, thanks to God, today, in order to be more than a conqueror, we must have a conqueror spirit, as we see the Apostle Paul talked about when he encouraged the church in Rome, that what shall we say in response to these things? What shall we say in response to the things that we've seen on the local news lately? What shall we say to these things when we see videotapes of people being shot and wounded and killed? What shall we say then when we see police officers slain in the streets of major cities in America? What shall we say in response to these things, thanks to God? Hallelujah. Someone said, be more than a conqueror. Thanks to God, today, as we think about our society, as we think about the outrage, as we think about the persecution, the oppression, the fear, the division that apparently exists and throughout our society, we must have a response to these things. So as the Apostle Paul says in Romans 8:31, what then shall we say in response to these things? And I want to echo today what the Apostle Paul said to the people that he was speaking to at this time. He says that if God is for us, who can be against us? He says that God did not spare his own son, but he gave him up for us all. So how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things that are necessary to overcome the fear, all things that are necessary to overcome the depression, the anger, the bitterness, all things that we need. He will graciously give us those things. This is what it is to have a conqueror spirit and to be more than a conqueror. We do not allow the evil intents of man or a system cause us to be anything less than children of God. So again, I say to you saints, who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? For it is God who justifies. Who then is anyone who condemns? There's no one. For Christ Jesus, the writer says, and I say to you today that Christ Jesus who died, more than that, who was raised back to life, is even now at the right hand of God and making intercession for us, more than conquerors, saints of God. When we have and understand what it means to have a conqueror spirit, when we realize what Jesus did in order to conquer the greatest enemy to our life, which is death. So we can take hope today, saints, realizing that, seeing that there's no one who can condemn us, there's no one else who can justify us, but Christ Jesus, the one who died, and more than that, as the writer says, the one who was raised to life and is at the right hand of God, even now making intercession for us. So, saints, with that being the reality, with that being our assurance, with that being our hope, we can see in verse 35 why the writer says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who or what shall separate us from the love of the Father, of the one who was raised back to life again? Hallelujah, saints of God. Today we're talking about being more than conquerors. So as the writer says, who can separate us? Realizing that he is the one who condemns. He is the one who justifies. He, being Jesus, is the one who's seated at the right hand of God and making intercession for us even now. He follows up the question about who shall separate us from the love of Christ by stating, asking, shall trouble, shall hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? And he quoted a scripture from the Old Testament text in verse 36, which says, as it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. He says, in spite of this reality of what we may be facing even in the present world, what can separate us from the love of Christ? He says now in verse 37, and I pray that each and every one of us will be able to embrace the reality that Jesus is Lord. That is not the trouble shall not overcome us, the hardship shall not overcome us, the persecution or famine, nakedness, danger or sword or any type of weapon shall separate us from the love which is found in Christ Jesus. That is why we must preach not retaliation against man, but reconciliation with God. For there is nothing that man can do to separate us from the love of Christ. And so as we look at verse 37 of this text, the writer, in this case the Apostle Paul, says to the church in Rome, those who have been facing injustice, those who have been facing persecution, prosecution, persecution, even facing famine, nakedness, and death. He says, and I say to you today by the power of the Holy Spirit, that in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Hallelujah, thanks to God. After the apostle went on to describe all the calamity and distress and confusion that the church was facing at the present time, he wrote this letter, just as it is even today. Many people around this country, and dare to say around the world, are facing even extreme persecution, famine, nakedness, dangers, and even death. But I say to you what the Apostle Paul says to the church in Rome, that none of these things shall separate us. Even if we face death all day long, we are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things, we still are more than conquerors. We are still those who will gain control. We are the ones who will defeat the enemy. We are the ones who will overcome. We are the ones who will be victorious, and we will be the ones who win. Why is this, thanks to God? As the writer says in verse 38, he says, for I am convinced or persuaded that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is found in Christ Jesus our Lord. Listen to me, children of God. This is what makes us more than conquerors today. This is what we must embrace today in this season. We must have this type of conqueror spirit if we expect to gain control, if we expect to defeat the enemies, if we expect to overcome and be victorious and win. We must preach reconciliation with God and not retaliation against men. For what can man do, as the apostle says? Who can separate us? What man, what system, what government can separate us from the love of Christ? There's no trouble, there's no hardship, there's no persecution, there's no famine or nakedness, danger or sword that can separate those who are in Christ Jesus. Today, thanks to God, let us rely on the weapons of our warfare, which are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the putting down of strongholds. We realize that if we live by the sword, we'll die by the sword. But if we live by the Spirit, we'll gain new life by the Spirit. And this is what we must, in this time, we must be courageous to rise above the calamities. This is what we need in order to rise above the persecution. This is what we need now to rise above the trouble and hardships that we may be facing, the grief, the pain, the fear, the tears that many may be experiencing in this season. This is what we need today in order to be more than conquerors, children of God. We must have a conqueror spirit. So as we've seen, as we looked at what the writer of the book of Romans in chapter 8 says, I challenge each and every one of you today who is listening to the sound of my voice. I challenge each and every one of you who want to be conquerors, who want to see change, who want to win, who want to have victory, who want to defeat systems of oppression, who want to overcome racism and oppressive situations. I'm speaking to those who want to be victorious and those who want to win. Today we must realize that our enemies are sometimes confess themselves to be baffled by our invincible courage and constancy. So saints, we must overcome by being victorious, not by loving our lives, but by loving the life that Christ has given us. Yes, we are more than conquerors in patiently bearing these trials. We are not only conquerors, children of God, but more than conquerors. That is, we are triumphant. And those who are more than conquerors must first have a conqueror spirit. We must realize that we lose nothing as we stand in the face of Christ. We simply are purified more for greater victory. For it is Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody said more than conquerors. There is no greater conqueror than the one who has conquered death itself, which is Christ Jesus our Lord. So, children of God, it is only through Christ that loved us. The merit of his death, taking the sting out of all these troubles, the spirit of his grace strengthening us and enabling us to bear them with holy courage and constancy. And he provides a special comfort and support for us. Therefore, we are conquerors. Not in our own strength, but in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. We are conquerors, children of God, by virtue of our interest in Christ's victory. For he has overcome the world, both the good things and the evil things of it, so that we have nothing to do but to pursue the victory and divide the spoil. And so we are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. Saints of God, I pray today that you, as the Apostle Paul said, that he has been convinced or persuaded. And it denotes a full and strong and affectionate persuasion, arising from the experience of the strength and sweetness of the divine love. And here he speaks, and I pray today that the Holy Spirit speaks all those things which might supposedly separate us from Christ Jesus. And so the conclusion of the matter that the apostle says, and that I pray that you will grab hold of today, children of God, in spite of what being reported in the media, in spite of the reality of persecution and wrongdoing, in spite of all these things, I want you to have an affectionate persuasion that none of these things, troubles, hardships can separate us from the love of Christ Jesus, and that we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. So there is no angels, nor principalities, there is no power, there is no terror that can separate us from him. There are no good angels or bad angels that can separate us. There are no bad or restrained enemies who can separate us. There is nothing present, there is nothing to come. Neither is there any trouble that's present, nor fear of trouble to come that can separate us. Time cannot separate us. Eternity shall not separate us. Things present shall not separate us. There is no height nor depth, saints of God. There's no height of prosperity or depth of adversity and disgrace. There's nothing from heaven above. There's no storms. There's no tempest. nothing in earth below, no rocks, no seas, no dungeons, nor any creature or anything that can be named or thought of. It will not, it cannot separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We're more than conquerors today, children of God, and we must have a conqueror spirit, because nothing can cut us off or impair us from God. It cannot do it. The only thing that can separate us from God is our sin. And Jesus died in order to pay the penalty for that. So the love that exists between God and true believers is through Christ. He is the mediator of our love. It is in and through him that God can love us and that we dare love God. So this is the ground, saints of God, for our steadfastness of love. And therefore God rests in his love, because Jesus, in whom he loved us, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thanks to God today, this is how we become more than conquerors in times of oppression and opposition. This is how we become more than conquerors, by having a conqueror spirit. So it is my prayer today that those who are listening to this broadcast and those who have others who have been affected and grieving and anger and fear, that we must rise above our circumstances. We must rise above the present condition of our society and be the best image of ourselves. For what shall we say in response to all these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? For in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Father, we thank you today, and we give you praise and glory and honor. I thank you for the spirit of forgiveness and the spirit of grace to go forth upon the listeners today. I thank you for a conqueror spirit stirring up inside of each one of us now. Those of all principalities and powers, those in every government and department over this earth, in every nation, every city, every state, we thank you now, Father, for those who are brave enough, who are courageous enough, who are humble enough to have a conqueror spirit in this season. And we pray for the grace to sustain and to heal and to mend and to forgive and to build. Now in Jesus' name we pray, hallelujah, hallelujah, we are more than conquerors, and amen.